grateful, first of all, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, the strength and the power of who you are, Lord, your protection, your love over us in this place, Lord, the power of your Spirit. Let your Spirit right now fall upon us, Lord Jesus, as you guide us, Lord, through this day, also through your precious word, Father. We're grateful for these tithes and these offerings that were lifted up that help this ministry out, Lord Jesus, and just give us a place of worship, Lord. And we're just grateful for everything that you do, Father, and the people that are here, that we can just honor you, Lord, with attentiveness. And we ask that you remove any distraction that wants to pull us away from your precious word this morning. We ask this all in your precious and holy name, in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. God bless y'all. Y'all may be seated. Dios bendiga a todos, hermanos. Se pueden sentar. God bless the group this morning. Amen. How are we doing today? ¿Cómo estamos esta mañana, hermanos? ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? ¿Cómo estamos? Como estaba diciendo a hermano Joe el viernes, que a veces miramos afuera y pues cambia nuestra actitud. La lluvia, los, pues como se mira todo oscuro a veces, pero sabemos que el Señor todavía es el Señor, amén. No importa lo que, como se mira la cosa. It doesn't matter how it looks outside. It could be rainy outside, cloudy outside, dark outside. God is still God. Sometimes we don't understand that. Sometimes we see things, we've seen things, we've experienced things, and we don't understand how, you know, God could be God with those things. But God will show us that. There's something powerful to be said when God explains the trials of the world to us and shows us. I've always mentioned that. I think one of the worst things that happen is when they ask a preacher after a terrible event. They'll ask a preacher after like a hurricane or a shooting, a mass shooting or bombings. They'll say, you know, how could God allow this to happen? You know, they always want to sneak a minister unprepared in that. And a lot of the times that we don't understand is that God's love is so great that the world has rejected it also. I didn't get too many amens. I got one amen here, but see, God's love is so great that the world has also rejected it. So there's people out there that have rejected God's love. There's people that are hurting people, not because God allowed it, but because they rejected God's love. Things have happened to you. Things have happened to us, not because God allowed it. It's because the world has rejected God. Now, what's beautiful about it is when we start to recognize that God's healing is greater than anything. God's strength is greater than anything. Anything you can find anywhere else, you're going to find a foundation in Christ. Muchas veces, hermanos, yo he oído personas cuando le preguntan a un pastor cuando algo pasa terrible, cuando matan mucha gente, ¿es un bomba, se dice? ¿Cómo? Es bomba, es bomb, right? Cuando miran una bomba o algo y matan mucha gente, dicen, ¿cómo podía Dios dejar esto pasar? Le preguntan al pastor en las noticias y a veces no sabe cómo explicarlo, pero lo que no entienden es que el amor, el mundo ha rechazado el amor de Dios. Y por eso viene la maldad. Por eso vienen cosas, han mirado cosas. Yo he hablado con hombres con muchos años que están llorando de lágrimas porque algo vieron de niño que todavía lo cargan. ¿Cómo podemos hace 30 años todavía llorar como un niño? ¿Cómo podía el Señor dejar eso? Podemos decir, pues no es que el Señor lo dejó, es que miramos que el mundo ha rechazado el amor de Dios. Y ahí es donde viene la maldad, el pecado. Cosas que son terribles, hermanos. Hay experiencias, hay testimonios aquí que personas tienen que han pasado cosas graves. There's experiences, there's testimonies here. Some of y'all experienced terrible things. I'm not taking away from that. But I will defend that God's healing and strength is here.
Brothers and sisters, God bless everyone. Dios bendiga a todos, hermanos, por estar con nosotros esta mañana. Y pues esperamos que el Señor va a hacer algo maravilloso para ustedes. Amen. We expect that God is going to do something powerful for us this morning. tenemos, pues, we can have that expectation. Podemos creer, hermanos, que el Señor va a hacer algo grande.
For us this morning, tenemos, pues, we can have that expectation. Podemos creer, hermanos, que el Señor va a hacer algo grande esta mañana. There's nothing wrong with believing that God can do something big this morning. There's nothing wrong with believing that. It's not because of me he's going to do it. It's because he is who he is. He's going to do it. No es porque yo estoy aquí platicando algo que yo creo que el Señor va a hacer algo. Es porque Él es Dios. Él tiene misericordia de nosotros. Pero a veces se duerme el gallo. That's the only way I know how to say it. Sometimes the rooster falls asleep, right? We fall asleep and we don't realize that. But we got to get excited because God can do something. God can do something. El Señor puede hacer algo. You know, we've read some amazing examples in the Bible, and we're going to read one today, but of God doing it, God, we could say, showing his power in a mighty way. Some of us need to experience God's power in a mighty way this morning. Podemos ver ejemplos en la Biblia, hermanos, del Señor enseñándonos su maravilla, su poder. Y Él lo hace porque lo hace. Él no lo hace porque nosotros estamos, Él es Dios. Él es movido por su misericordia en nuestros corazones, sabiendo que hay una necesidad, mueve el Señor. Pero lo que necesitamos entender es que el Señor está aquí. El Señor está aquí. God is here. God is here. We got to understand that God is here this morning. Amen. God bless the small children. Dios bendiga a los niños esta mañana para sus clases que van. God bless them. God bless them. Praise the Lord. I don't know, children. It looks like the adults might be beating you and young people might be beating you. Now, the church used to get quiet when the, praise the Lord. God bless the kids. Dios bendiga a los los padres que están trayendo sus hijos aquí, pues, es un trabajo que lindo es. El trabajo de los niños crecer en la iglesia. It's a beautiful, beautiful job for children, for the parents that bring their children to church. God bless y'all. I know sometimes it's not easy, but that desire that you have to establish them for their future, God will bless you. Amen. The title for today's message is Come Closer. El título del tema que vamos a hablar es Acércate. You know, as we think about the Word of God, there's a lot of verses that have shown us before how important, how critical it is for us to draw close to the Lord. Hay muchos ejemplos, hermanos, que hemos leído en el pasado que importante es acercarte al Señor. Que hay muchas veces que no teniendo ese querer o no haciéndolo, pues perdemos una oportunidad con el Señor. We sometimes miss an opportunity by not drawing close to God. And there's a lot of factors that want to pull us away. Hay muchos cosas que quieren pues a quitarnos de acercarnos al Señor. Hay muchas cosas que tenemos, ¿no? Hay muchos ejemplos ahorita. A unos no vinieron por ejemplos que son común. Tienen citas, tienen problemas de salud, lo que sea. Hay cosas que vienen a veces que no los deja venir aquí a la iglesia. Pero para nosotros que ponemos todos los problemas y miramos la oportunidad que tenemos de recibir algo del Señor, de ganar algo del Señor, ya no estamos enfocados en algo. A unos no vinieron porque están lastimados en cosas. You know, there's many reasons that people might not come to church to draw close to God. There's many. Some could say they're good reasons. Some might have had to work today. Some might have sicknesses. It starts to get a little thinner in some of the reasons. And some of them might be because of hurt. Something didn't want you to come to church today because there's a hurt there. Some of it could be because of lack of foundation that keeps us away from church. I remember those days where it was easier for me not to be in the presence of God than be feeling guilty, feeling unworthy. Yo me recuerdo esos días, hermanos, que era más fácil para mí no estar en la presencia de Dios que sentirme malo estando en su presencia por el pecado, por la debilidad que tenía. I remember that. I remember. Yo me recuerdo eso, hermano. Es como ayer. Están diciendo todos me van a juzgar ahorita. ¿Qué hiciste ayer, hermano? No, no, dije que me recuerdo cómo era ayer. I said I remember it like it was yesterday. It wasn't yesterday, okay? Come on, calm down now. Calm down now. I look for hands to go up with rocks. This is the motion that I look for. I don't look for this motion anymore. I look for this motion. No estoy viendo, hermanos, si están levantando sus manos para alabar a Dios. Estoy viendo si tienen una piedra para tirarme. Miro esto aquí. Porque a veces estamos pensando y pues el sentimiento viene, you know, feelings come into our hearts sometimes and that keep us away from God. You know, we've got to learn how to, you know, it's interesting for some of y'all, if you ever talk to Brother Anthony, talk to Brother Lorenzo, when you work a camera, it's amazing when you work a camera that you can outfocus things behind people and just get the person. You can focus in more on stuff. We've got to learn how to be believers like that. Some of us are missing something today because we're focused on a whole picture instead of God's picture. Muchos de nosotros, hermanos, cuando estás tratando con una cámara, y para muchos nunca van a usar una cámara que tiene mucho enfocar y todo esto, pero si hablas con alguien que hace retratos profesionales, te dicen, podemos quitar todo atrás de la persona y nomás tener la persona. Ay, qué lindo se miran, ¿no? Los retratos que, miras eso, mírame. No estás viendo a nadie atrás de mí. Todos dicen, sí. Todos se dijeron cuando dije eso, pero nadie dijo nada cuando lo dije. Porque te conocen, ¿no? Ya te conoces. No, pero es cierto, tienen el poder para qué? Enfocar y quitar de cosas atrás. Pero muchas de veces nosotros venimos aquí y no hemos quitado de enfocar en cosas que están quitando el ver al Señor, el querer al Señor, el saber algo del Señor. Como dije, tenemos muchas razones. No dije que son todas buenas las razones. I said we have a lot of reasons here, you know, sometimes to be out of focus for a lot, you know, for a lot of things that could be, like I mentioned, health. But the distraction wants to keep you from seeing God completely. La distracción, hermanos, te quiere quitar, robar de ver el Señor completamente. ¿Y cómo podemos enfocar en el Señor más? Yo quiero enfocarme más en el Señor esta mañana. Amén. Vamos a comenzar aquí leer en Jeremías 6. We're going to start by reading in Jeremiah 6:16. 6:16, hermanos, dice la palabra de Dios. Así dijo Jehová. Paraos en los caminos y mirar y preguntar por las sendas antiguas, cuál sea el buen camino y andar por él. Y hallarás ¿qué? Descanso para vuestra alma. Qué lindo se oye, ¿no? Qué simple se oye. Mas dijeron, no andaremos. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see it, as for the old paths where it is a good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Qué difícil palabra aquí, ¿no, hermanos? Que el Señor estaba ofreciendo un camino de paz. Algo diferente en lo que estaban experimentando. What a kind of an odd verse, right? That God was offering them a new way. A way that they didn't know, of peace. And they rejected it. I mean, it's where it's so hard for someone. The heart is such a stone. The blindness is so blind that they can't see the opportunity because they can't get past the hurt or what's in their life. Podemos ver aquí, hermanos, que el corazón es tanto como una piedra y también el ceguedad. How do you say blindness? Ceguedad. Ceguez. Ceguera. Okay. Oí ceguez aquí, hermanos. Ceguera es tan oscuro que no podemos ver. No podemos ver la maldición. Qué triste es cuando no puedes ver la maldición. Que creemos que estamos bien, pero no hemos seguido el camino de Dios. What happens when we're not following God's way and we've rejected it? Who's suffering? Who's suffering because of our actions? Or everybody that's underneath us. ¿Quién sufre, hermanos, por nuestras acciones? Pues todos abajo de nosotros. No creemos, hermanos, que no va a ser más fácil para otros cuando te están mirando como ejemplo. Don't think it's going to be easier for those that look to you as an example. We've got to fight. We've got to understand what God is showing us and telling us in this. Es importante a luchar, hermanos, y ver lo que el Señor está diciéndonos en su palabra. ¿Qué lo está enseñando el Señor en su palabra? Pues que a veces se va a ofrecer algo bueno y van a decir, no lo queremos. What are we learning here? That there's going to be a time where something good is going to be offered to you. You're going to be given something and you're going to be like, nah, it's okay. I'm liking the way it is. I'm free. Estoy libre, está bien. Me gusta como estoy viviendo mi vida. Yo sé que sufro, pero todos sufren, dicen. Pero el Señor dice aquí que no necesitas a sufrir. Hay otro camino. There's another way. There's another way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's another way that's different. There's another way that's better. There's a way of peace. There's a way of love that we've never seen or experienced before. Hay un otro camino, hermanos, que es mejor, que los puede dar vida, los puede dar un nuevo amor, un nuevo querer. Sí, ¿qué? Si lo queremos. If we could turn to Matthew 15, si podemos, hermanos, voltear a Mateo 15, vamos a leer aquí de 21 a 28. We're going to read here in Matthew 15, 21 through 28. Amen. Saliendo Jesús de allí, se fue a la región de Tiro y de Sidón. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Now, brothers and sisters, so we understand a little bit of the geography. I was going to say geography. This is what happens when you get Spanish and English, okay? You create a whole new word. So, but we understand here of where they're at. That we've been studying, right? We've been studying Joshua and now Judges and how the people of Israel entered. And God said, purify the land, clear out those that worship other gods because this land is yours. And what did they do? They didn't do that completely. Estamos leyendo, hermanos, en Josué y también en Jueces, que el Señor dijo, es tu tierra. No debe, las personas que son ahí, no deben estar allá. Quítalos. Amén. ¿Y qué hicieron? Pues lo hicieron en lugares, pero no lo hicieron completamente. So they did it in certain areas, but they didn't do it completely. So what started happening in time? They started worshiping gods that were there already instead of the true God. Okay, so we're catching up here a little bit, okay? Because some of us are, we hear these places here and we're like, what is that? These places were places where Canaanites were at. Este lugar que están hablando aquí es donde el dicen gentiles. No estaban considerados judíos. El pueblo de Israel. Donde iba Jesús. Ya sabía Jesús donde iba que las personas ahí se mezclaban todavía como se mezclaban en Jueces y Josué, pero no eran de su pueblo. Okay? We caught up? So, este lugar aquí, hermanos, es lugar gentil, pero el Señor iba donde iba. God wasn't stopping because it was places known to be where Canaanites or Samaritans or people that were Gentiles. He didn't stop because of that. He wasn't intimidated because other people were there inhabiting the country. He knew that the word needed to be heard to his people that were there, because his people were still mixed there, but also to those that were there. El Señor mira aquí, hermanos, una oportunidad. Él podía decir, ¿por qué vamos para allá? Es un lugar donde están sirviendo otros dioses y pues son gentiles. Pero que siempre tiene algo el Señor para enseñarnos. God always has something to show us. Even when we're lost in it, even when we don't understand it, he has something to show us. Él tiene algo para enseñarnos. So seguimos leyendo aquí 22. We keep on reading here 22. Y he aquí una mujer cananea que había salido de aquella región clamaba diciéndole otra vez. La otra vez que estábamos hablando teníamos un qué, un hombre que estaba poseseado de una mujer que estaba poseseada de un espíritu, ¿no? Tanto, tan grave que cambió como se paraba. Ahora esta vez tenemos otra mujer que es de cananea, que dice, Señor, otra vez dice, ¿qué? ¿Hemos oído eso, no, hermanos? Otra vez dice, Señor, hijo de David. ¿Qué dice? Ten misericordia de mí. What's powerful about this, and I mean, the word of God is special. You start to kind of navigate and connect stuff. Another example here, like we read last time, of the woman who was possessed, that she was so possessed that it created an infirmity, we could say, of weight that brought her down into this position. I'm not going to do it because I hurt my back last time. I'm not young anymore. I've got a little bit of weight here. It was such a big demonic possession that she had in her life, a weight that it created that in her. Now we have another woman who yells the same thing that the blind man yelled. Not the woman, the blind man yelled it. Hijo de David. Only a revelation that could be given to somebody knowing that he was the Messiah. We talked about it the last time when the gentleman yelled, Son of David, have mercy over me. So we see this woman now who is a Canaanite. Miramos aquí una mujer que no es judía. We see a woman that shouldn't really, really understand who the Son of David is going to be. Right? So we're expecting the same result that the other gentleman. Right, but look what God's going to show us in this process. Vamos a ver aquí, podemos ver el mismo resultado que el hombre que gritó que era ciego. Ten misericordia de mí, hijo de David. Pero esta vez es una mujer. Y para que entendamos el tiempo que están ahorita, no era normal para una mujer gritarle a un hombre. Era un causa de escándalo. En esos tiempos, hermanos, es diferente un hombre gritándole eso. Pero esta vez vamos a ver cómo responden los discípulos. Porque están en un lugar que ya no es su terreno. Vamos a decir que es su país, pero es un diferente barrio. Y una mujer está gritándole a Jesús de distancia. Ten misericordia de mí. Y en ese tiempo no hablaban las mujeres a los, how do you say rabbis in Spanish? Rabinos. No era común. Más a un hombre en público así. Le miraban todos como que es. Era el tiempo. Y esta vez, el Señor ya sabía todas esas cosas, como iba a estar planeado. Y tenía un plan para esto. We see in this time right here, it's odd already that this woman is yelling and saying this, even though it's prophecy is what she's saying. People are looking, it's like, why is this woman yelling at a man? And if this man's a rabbi, they considered him a rabbi, a master. And the disciples are so embarrassed, so understanding that people now are looking at them, they're about to go to Jesus and tell him something. Can you stop her? Because they're looking at us now. So, seguimos leyendo aquí, hermanos. Versículo 23. Pero Jesús no le respondió palabra. Entonces, acercándose, sus discípulos le rogaron, diciendo, despídela. Pues da voces tras nosotros. The disciples, remember the last time they told the guy to be quiet? Do we remember that? Hey, calm down, be quiet, don't disturb. This time they go to Jesus. They're in a different, remember, they're in a different area. They're not with their people. They say, hey, can you tell that lady to leave? They're starting to look at us. Why? ¿Por qué estaban asustados los discípulos que esta mujer... No lo estaban gritando a ellos, estaba gritando al maestro. Y dicen, ¿lo puedes despedir? ¿Lo puedes decir que se vaya? Why? You know, why couldn't they do it like they did before? Because there was something different when a man, especially a woman that's a Canaanite, that's another thing. The embarrassment in that, but also already how public it was. So God shows something here. God's going to show us something, amen. Verse 24, versículo 24 dice, Él respondiendo dijo, No soy enviado sino a las ovejas perdidas de la casa de Israel. Listen to this. This is pretty powerful. This is pretty powerful. He says, I was not sent to what? To the lost sheep. I'm sorry, it says, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of Israel, the house of Israel. Él le está diciendo, no lo dice, cállate. Le dice, hey, over there, sorry, I wasn't sent to you. I was sent to my people, the Israel. Vamos a ver aquí que no lo dice, cállate. Le dice, No estaba enviado a ti, pero a mi pueblo. ¿Qué cosa para decir eso? Pero unos pueden decir, pero ¿dónde está la misericordia de Dios? ¿Qué está enseñando aquí el Señor? ¿Qué sabía todo el Señor en este momento? What was God showing in this moment? He knew everything. He knew how to trigger responses for people. He knew the thoughts that people were having all the way around. People were like, okay, good. He answered right. Él sabía que gente iba a responder. Dijo bien. Sigue adelante, Jesús. Es cierto lo que dices. Pero quería enseñar algo. Isn't it beautiful to know that God, you know, gets the best out of us? Sometimes in saying something that will trigger it. Qué lindo es, hermanos, cuando el Señor gana el mejor de nosotros. A veces es con diciéndonos algo torpe, porque todavía no hemos oído lo que lo va a decir. Una ofensa podemos decir, creemos. Pero ¿qué está pasando aquí? ¿Por qué él respondió? ¿Por qué no dijo Jesús? Cálmate, cállate. Bien lindo, ¿no? Todos oímos de voces, Señor, así. Cállate. Cálmate. We think that's God's voice, Jesus' voice, right? But look what he yells. He says, hey, I came for my people, my sheep. So we keep on reading. Seguimos leyendo aquí, hermanos. 25. Entonces, ella vino y se qué? Ante él, diciendo, Señor, socórreme. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Whoa, 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 whoa. ¿Qué pasó aquí? ¿Qué está pasando aquí? Primeramente, esta persona tiene la confianza, no tiene temor para gritarle a un hombre que era judío. First thing, okay, let's check. First thing, le grita a un hombre que es judío. Por eso los discípulos dicen, ay, que no oye mi esposa que una mujer de cananea. So, están todos ellos temerosos. Pero aquí dice el Señor lo que le dice. Y pues era común que ella, ¿qué? Pues se voltaba y dice, ok, dijo que no, no soy de su gente. Ay, qué triste. Pero ¿qué hace? ¿Qué hace? ¿Qué hace, hermanos? Esta mujer siendo ofendida. How many of us could do what she did? First of all, it hasn't even gotten to where it gets yet. But she says, I need your help. He says, I didn't come for you. I came for my people. Some of us would be, that's enough. I'm walking away. I thought he was merciful. I thought he was this. He says that. And she approaches him. God, what are you showing us, God, in this? ¿Qué nos estás enseñando en esto, Señor? What are you showing us, God? That this woman gets a response from God that triggers a movement. Enough for her to kneel down. Now, that for ourselves, this posture would already put us very vulnerable. But God's not done yet. Because sometimes this isn't enough. This posture isn't enough. God still needs to see what's in us. A veces, como los postramos, hermanos, como los enseñamos que aquí estoy, Señor, para alabarte, aquí estoy, Señor. No es suficiente. Y podemos ver que el Señor todavía tiene un ejemplo que los va a enseñar. We still see that God has an example that he's going to show us. That sometimes we're quick to a reaction because even beggars that are in need will run and say, please. And that might not be enough. So God goes to the next stage. And this next stage sounds pretty harsh. El Señor va al segundo manera. Y esta manera es, pues, mira, es más torpe. Se puede ver que es más torpe, pero para que podamos entender, leemos, we read 26. Respondiendo él, dijo, no está bien tomar el pan de los hijos y echarlo a los perrillos. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. What? Did Jesus just call a woman that's asking for mercy at his knees a dog? No, 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 no. What he did is what everybody there watching him expected him to do. Man, God is good. See, a lot of us, we see that. It's like, man, that's hard. I'm just hearing about this Jesus today, and he calling a woman a dog? Kind of sounds harsh, doesn't it? But look what he does. What was common is that Canaanites, rabbis would call other people Gentiles, dogs. It was common. But in this case, he doesn't refer to it as the way they did it. He refers to it in a way lesser than the way the rabbis would describe it. Ones that would eat garbage off of flesh. He lowers the volume of offensiveness, but he describes, can't pull off the table the bread and offer it to what would be common to everybody that was watching, a dog. Okay, wow. So again, first one, I ain't got no time for you. I didn't come for you. That would have made us walk away, right? Her action, she goes to him, still looking for mercy. Second one, you call me a dog? El primer, hermanos, es la acción que dijo, yo no vine para ustedes, yo vine para mi pueblo, mis ovejas. Eso ya es ofensa, porque podemos pensar, pues qué. El segundo le dice, perro. No, es que no entendía que era común para los de Cananea, los gentiles, que los maestros le decían, eran perros. Por los años era común que dijeran eso. Era un ejemplo que I wouldn't say racism, pero el diferencia, como lo vieron, hasta los tiempos de Josué, que no entraron y quitaron personas. So we see this, that's enough already to say, let me just. Some of us have left for less. We've left for just to turn away, like, oh, here we go. Now you're asking for mercy from God. And already twice now, or three times, really, because the first one is when he turned away. He didn't turn to her. He turned away and ignored her. So now, the third time here we see. So let's see her response, right? Vamos a ver cómo responde. Le responde. Verse 27, bro. Y ella dijo, sí, señor. ¿Cómo puede decir eso? Sí, señor. ¿Que se va a defender o qué? Es que ella ha oído eso. Es que eso era normal de oír eso. Que ella dice, sí, truth, sí, señor. Pero qué lindo es el Señor para enseñarnos un ejemplo. But how beautiful is that she agrees with the comment that he said. Because it was a common comment. It was what they were used to hearing. It's how anytime, just so you understand, that a Jewish person would talk to somebody, a Canaanite, it was usually to fight. That's how stiff this was. The Canaanites, they were the cursed grandson of Moses. I mean, of Noah. Of Ham. Los cananeas eran lo que el Señor maldició el hijo de Noé. How do you say Ham in Spanish? Ham? Ham? Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll move on. El que sirve en el día de turkey. ¿Cómo? Puerco. El hijo que, ¿qué? ¿Jamón? Jamón, se dice. ¿Puedes dar una palabra? Qué triste dar un hijo el nombre. ¡Ven para acá, jamón! Pero es sobrenombre, ¿no? Pero this person was who God cursed. His lineage were the Canaanites, and they always were going to battle with the Israelites. Era el que el Señor maldició. Esta mujer era de su linaje, y por eso siempre tenían problemas. This is why they always had problems. This is why this was normal to her, like the woman at the well. You know, she sat there and she's like, what are you doing here? You really shouldn't be here. We shouldn't be talking. You know, and she knew religious things, like she knew, oh, son of David. That wasn't some mysterious. She had studied. She had heard. Her response and her reaction, some could say, well, she wasn't going to church or she wasn't going to my church. How is she being blessed right now? How is this happening? Because she is about to explain what she was doing this entire time. ¿Cómo puede esta persona saber esto? No va para la iglesia. No, no come de la mesa que yo como. Pero lo va a enseñar lo que estaba haciendo todo este tiempo. You see, God, God is so powerful. Ay, siento cosas ahorita. El Señor es tan poderoso porque muchas veces creemos por los lados que estamos viendo. Que todos nosotros nomás vamos a saber esto. Esta mujer que no tuvo la oportunidad todavía sabía quién era. Hijo de David. El segunda cosa los va a enseñar cómo estaba recibiendo todo lo que era bueno. Mira lo que dice aquí. Truth Lord 27, brother. Sí, señor, pero aún los perillos comen de las migajas que caen de la mesa de sus amos. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. ¿Qué les dice aquí? ¿Qué les dice aquí? Es verdad lo que dijiste, señor. Pero lo que está cayendo de tu mesa. Aquí estoy, Señor, postrado sobre ti. And God, you're right, God. You're right, God. You're right, God. You're right, God. You're absolutely right, God. You're right. I've heard that. I've eaten that one before. That fell off the table before. You're absolutely right. But even knowing that, my posture is still to recognize you based off of the saying, God, what are you doing, God? Is that there's people right now that have received crumbs in life that are going to be passing people that for years have been established in the church. God has an example here, a precious example. El Señor tiene un ejemplo aquí, hermanos. Un momento que una mujer pues quitó todo. Podemos decir que se avergonzó para hacer lo que hizo. Y dice palabras, pero profundas. Yo sé es verdad lo que dices. Me dicen perro. Me dicen mi gente, son mi linaje es perro. She didn't say, well, aren't you a merciful God? Aren't you this? Wasn't it said about this? No. She says a statement that makes him pause. Ella dice algo que le hace parar. Pero el más importante cosa, hermanos, que en todo esto, ella tenía la valentía, salsa. Él tenía salsa, valentía, para... How do you say acercarle? First of all, oh, like I said, some of us won't even go to somebody if they just turn away from you. Like, oh, look at me. She said, I don't care. I have a need. Hijo de David, still. And he responds to her in a way, and she goes to him in a worshiping mindset. So, now she responds that the crumbs which fall from the master's table. 28, now his response. Entonces, respondiendo Jesús dijo, oh, mujer, grande es tu fe. Hágase contigo como quieres. Y su hija fue sanada desde aquella hora. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, okay, this is beautiful. Podemos ver que lindo. Podemos ver aquí un encuentro con el Señor, todo lo que pasó, y qué lindo que el Señor pues hizo el milagro. Pero a veces perdemos el proceso. It's beautiful, right? We expected it. Jesus involved, miracles are going to happen. It's a given, right? But sometimes we miss the process. Perdemos el proceso. You see, God, we started in Jeremiah, and see, God can't work with something that doesn't want to be worked with. I'm going to say that again in Spanish. Comenzamos en Jeremías, hermanos, y a ver, y el Señor no puede trabajar con alguien que no quiere ser trabajado. Los destruimos a veces no queriendo el Señor, porque vienen batallas, vienen cosas. Las pruebas vienen. Pero hasta que el momento que lo acercamos. But until that moment, see, you know, a lot of us get it confused, and we're just like, we're expecting God, I showed up, do it. No. God does it when we approach him differently. We approach him with the tent. We approach him with no bias that we've experienced. See, some of us have bias. We've had experiences in our life. She had experiences. Listen to her story. She goes, yeah, you're right. I'm a dog. Why? Because they had called her people dogs. But she still knew who Jesus was. And still stood there, ready to receive from him. Ella sabía, hermanos, lo que el Señor dijo era verdad como personas creían o pensaban de ese pueblo. Decimos pueblo. Ese linaje, pero ella todavía sabía quién era Dios en eso. Y eso, hermanos, es una fe, como dice el Señor, que es grande. You see, when he says, how does he say it? He goes, and Jesus answered and said to her, oh woman, great is thy faith, be it. Qué grande es tu fe. ¿Cómo puede ser grande si está comiendo en lo que cae del la mesa? How can it be great if what she's eating from is the crumbs off of a table? Because you know what the saddest thing is? That some of us were here, a whole meal is prepared, but somebody that sees something when they have nothing, they cherish it. They know what it is to have nothing. That's why the word of God says this, that there's going to be people coming in with more of a desire to serve the Lord, because what they wish they would have known. I've heard brothers and sisters say, I wish I would have known this when I was a kid. I wish I would have had this. I've heard Brother James tell young people that, gosh, if you would have this. I've been in bad situations. I've experienced things, but God can do something for you. It's not too late. This is an opportunity. This is a calling. And this woman saw the opportunity, didn't care what anybody was going to say or how she was going to be judged or even beaten or even considered in her own neighborhood. How could you kneel yourself? How could you kneel yourself to an Israelite? And he just called you a dog. She didn't care because she had a need. No le importaba que le iban a decir las comadres. Otra vez, Gabriel, ofendiste a alguien. Pero no le importaba lo que le iban a decir. ¿Cómo te podías poner en rodillas a una persona que te dijo, perro? Porque ella tenía necesidad. Amen. Y para nosotros a veces, la necesidad todavía no ha sobrepasado nuestro orgullo. Sometimes our pride hasn't got past our need yet. So our need still, our pride still covers it and shields it. But that moment that it does, in humbleness comes. And she says, who cares? Just like the woman that touched the hem. Como el mujer que tocó el manto. Cuando llegamos a ese punto, es cuando recibimos el poder de Dios. Amen. If we turn here to James 4:8, si voltamos, hermanos, para Santiago 4:8, vamos a leer aquí. Acercaos a Dios y Él se acercará a vosotros. Pretty simple, right? Draw towards God and He will draw towards you. It makes sense too. Even if Walter stays still here, if I'm coming to him, I'm getting closer to you. Es común, hermanos, pero aquí dice que si nosotros comenzamos a acercarnos al Señor, el Señor se acerca a nosotros. Pero ese movimiento de acercarnos, ¿qué los detiene? What stops us? Seguimos leyendo aquí. Limpiar, pecadores, es lo que los para. Pecadores, limpiar las manos y vosotros los doble ánimo, purificar vuestros corazones. So, what stops us? ¿Qué los para? Pues, ahí los dice que los para. What stops us from drawing towards God? Well, it explains right here what does. It says right here, it says, and God will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. That's me. That was me. Clean your hands. Stop doing what's keeping you away from God. Stop doing it, and you'll see that you'll get closer to God. This is the self-control. This is denying yourself. This is removing yourself from situations. This is taking a different route. This is not telling, like they said in Jeremiah, we will not go that way because we'd rather be in struggles. In the name of Jesus, there's power, Jesus. There's power. With denying yourself. Hay poder, hermanos, con negarte. Y es difícil, it's challenging. Oh, we got brothers here, testimonies telling you how challenging it is. Thank you, Jesus, for giving them victory. Thank you, Jesus, for giving them strength. We've had different things here. We've had pornography addictions. We've had drug addictions. We've had alcohol addictions. We had all different types of corruptions of the flesh. Nobody can come here before the throne of God and say, well, because we've even had judgmental addictions. Hemos tenido diferentes pecados, adicciones, hermanos, y que no hay nada que puede destruir el Señor o calmar de nuestros corazones. There's nothing. But what keeps us from coming to Him? Not purifying. Because see, the first thing we talked about is the want. He says, come, you'll have peace, you'll have love, you'll have something you've never had before. Come. And they said, we will not go. But now, James says, if you just come to Him, and in that process of coming to Him, you wash and you purify. And it says, these are the things, look at it. What is the one thing that we see in any form of addiction? Double-mindedness. Amen. Today I'm going to do it. Today I failed. God can cure this. God can heal this. But you've got to come to Him. Someone can say, well, I've came to Him before. I've done these type of things before. I don't feel a difference. I don't feel a change. Because we've done it for like taking a prescription and not fully taking it to heal us. We don't take it for the amount of time or a consistency where a root grows. We take it for a time thinking that was enough. It's like Brother Manuel, when Brother Manuel was taking the chemo and the radiation. It was hard. Brother talked about it. It was hard. There's times he wanted to give up. But he knew that he had to do what he had to do if he wanted to live, which he had a desire to live. Some of us, the first time we take it, that's it. I'm done. It's okay. I don't want it. And it's understandable. But that moment that you say, I've got to do this. I've got to endure this process. I've got to deny myself. It's got to hurt a little bit for me to know that there's something there worth giving up. What sacrifices are we giving? ¿Qué tipo de sacrificio estamos haciendo, hermanos, en nuestras vidas? ¿Qué tipo de sacrificio estamos haciendo o no estamos haciendo un sacrificio? ¿Qué creemos que es suficiente nomás con palabras, pero no estamos enseñando, Señor, aquí recibe mi sacrificio, Señor. Receive my sacrifice, God. I thank you, God. I glorify you, God. Here, if we turn to Hebrews 4:16, se voltamos, hermanos, para Hebreos 4:16. Dice, acerquémonos, pues, confiadamente al trono de la gracia para alcanzar misericordia y hallar gracia para el oportuno socorro. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. ¿Qué es que está diciendo aquí? Como la mujer reconoció quién era Dios. Like the woman recognized who God was and came boldly. That's how God tells us to respond. Como el Señor, como vino la mujer sin temor a frente del Señor. Dice el Señor cómo debemos a entrar al trono para recibir misericordia. ¿Cómo estamos entrando, hermanos? ¿Estamos entrando con un intento de recibir misericordia? ¿Estamos entrando con un intento, hermanos? Are we entering with an intent to receive the mercy from God? Or are we just, again, looking if God acknowledges us? Or are we coming to Him with intent? ¿Estamos viniendo a Él con el intento que Él va a hacer algo para nosotros? O nomás estamos queriendo. Ojalá que me mira el Señor este día. Porque hay una diferencia, hermanos. Un ejemplo. Ayer estaban vendiendo los muchachos cosas en el air show, aquí con los aviones. Y pues, Elena te puede decir. Elena es como yo también tenemos, no tenemos vergüenza, right, de decir, you know, it's praise the Lord, sister. No tenemos vergüenza para decir cosas. Y los muchachos, pues ahí estaba Elena, tenemos vasos, tenemos madera, no, para cortar. Praise the Lord, you know, it says, you need that. There's a lot of people, hay mucha gente que están andando y todo, y pues quieres ganar su atención, right? Y los niños están, sí tenemos vasos. Estaba Tristan, sí, los hacemos. Pero comenzaron a ver y comenzaron a decir cosas también. You know, we were talking with Brandon. I said, Brandon, you know, he's like, yeah, I know, that was good. She did good in that stuff. Y pues, ellos estaban aprendiendo de alguien que estaba anunciando lo que necesitas hacer en ventas, ¿no? No quieres alguien que dice, sí, estamos vendiendo cosas. ¿No lo vas a comprar? Ok, está bien. No le importaba si no compraban algo. Le decía a Elena, pues déjame cuidar tu billete cuando estás andando. Y, no, le daba un papel de anuncio del website. Sabía que eso era importante también. Pero para nosotros, para muchos de nosotros tenemos vergüenza, ¿no? ¿Por qué me quiero levantar mi mano aquí a decir que necesito oración? Why do I want to lift up my hand and ask for prayer? This woman didn't care. Amen. Praise the Lord. This woman, like this verse says, she entered the throne and said, I don't care. I'm coming in. She recognized with little resources. See, some of us, we think like, well, I never had the resources for the game. I never had what you had, Brother Gabe. With little resources, crumbs. Her faith got Jesus to say, great is your faith. With crumbs. Some of y'all have crumbs that you've been on. Some of you have had crumbs, but your heart is good. Some of y'all, even in stuff that you've happened, I've seen people before, and they are good-hearted people. They're people that just need the love of Christ in their lives. If that's been me at times where it's like I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel like God could accept me for who I was and what I did. But God saw something inside of me that I was willing to still keep on fighting. Fighting past Amen. Failures. Para muchos de nosotros, hermanos, la pena o el peso del pasado te tiene marao, te tiene que no puedes levantarte a reconocer ni hablar, a decir ten misericordia. Ten misericordia de mi Dios. Ten misericordia de mí. Have mercy. Some of us were so weighted. We're weighted. I was weighted. I remember one time I was sitting right here. I remember I wanted to get up and leave the church. Because the word of God becomes real. Porque yo me recuerdo un tiempo, hermano, estando en el frente de la iglesia y queriéndome ir, pues me voy porque me voy. Me voy porque yo soy hombre. ¿Sabes qué? Pues te necesita amarrarte como un avión y escuchar todo que viene, porque todo lo que viene es bueno para ti. Porque se pareció torpe lo que dijo el Señor, pero era un ejemplo. Sabiendo la fe que tenía ella, era ejemplo para todos alrededor, diciendo, tú que has tenido platos llenos de comida, tú que han oído que el Señor abrió las aguas para ti, que te libró de Egipto, tú malagradecidos que han comido, que han tomado del vaso. Bueno, tú que han experimentado, han rechazado, van a rechazar el amor. Pero ella, con lo que te ha caído, ¿cómo, Señor? ¿Por dónde está el corazón? When the heart is ready, it doesn't matter if it's just a crumb, you eat it. And you see actions. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, because you're still the same God. Señor, tú todavía es el mismo Dios. Tú todavía estás cambiando. Tú todavía estás haciendo algo, Señor. You're still speaking. You're still talking to the heart. You're still letting people know that you're willing to be there in the change, in the process. We give you thanks, God, for your goodness. We give you thanks for your mercy, God. Forgive us, God, that we forget it sometimes. Forgive us, God, because sometimes we don't explain it well enough to our children. Sometimes we don't represent it well enough, showing them what you've done in us. Forgive us, God. Sometimes it becomes mundane. Sometimes it becomes Groundhog Day again. Alarm goes off. Here I go to work. But instead of thanking you for your goodness, instead of praising you for who you are, what you can do, and what you've done, God, I ask that if my pride is above my need, that I recognize it today. Señor, yo pido, si mi orgullo está arriba de mi necesidad, que lo miro hoy. Porque a veces me estoy matando solamente. Solo yo me estoy matando. Porque no puedo ver lo que es obvio. Sometimes I'm killing myself to what's obvious. God's strength is there. God bless. I tell you, you know, I look at the testimonies that are here in the church and some of y'all, your stories. God bless the hermanitas Rochas, amen. Praise the Lord. They did good. Golf clap. They did good. I heard somebody said, though, something, that they were intimidated because they didn't know what route I was going to take. Is that true? We have to talk. No, but then you see, it's like God has a plan for everything. El Señor tiene un plan para todos. Para todos, hermanos. Pero qué lindo es cuando reconocemos que es el Señor haciendo algo. That it's God doing it. It's God doing it. But I tell you one thing, if it seems odd, because sometimes there's an oddity here, like, you know, why do I feel like somebody's told this person about me? You're not alone, because we've all felt like that. And sometimes, in some cases, in my case that day, it was because my dad was a pastor, so he didn't know about me. But it seems weird. It's like, you know, I'm feeling like all this stuff. It's not that. It's because there's been prayers for you. Sometimes the prayers are greater than hearing words. Sometimes the prayers are establishing a message that's just for you. A veces, hermanos, yo me recuerdo muchas veces que decían, pues, ¿quién lo dijo el pastor de mí? Que sabe lo que está hablando me queda. Y muchos estaban pensando eso, pero no era que alguien lo dijo. Es a veces las oraciones de personas que te aman. Porque como el canto que dice que no hay coincidencia, que estás aquí. Like that song that Brother Manuel sings, it's not a coincidence that you're here. It's been God planned. Amen, amen. And you know what's crazy? Some of us don't even know this. Before you were even born. Whoo! See, some of y'all are like, oh, you're talking about it was planned this week. No. I wish it was that easy, right? For a person bringing a message to say, hey, so-and-so, here's their profile. Then we're like, oh, you know, we're going to do this over here. Let's do this one. No. Even some of y'all know that it was last minute for you to get in a car or something like that, whatever it is. Some of y'all might have missed it for, like we talked about before, for other reasons. But God knows everything. El Señor sabe todas las cosas. Gracias al Señor por su misericordia. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we turn to Matthew 11. Si voltamos para Mateo 11, 28 dice, venid a mí todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados, y yo os haré descansar. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, brothers and sisters, it kind of seems like we heard this one before. Se siente como oímos esto en Jeremías poquito, ¿no, hermanos? Porque en Jeremías estaba hablando el Señor que quería quitar, cambiar algo de ellos. And Jeremiah was talking about how he wanted to take and transform and bring peace in their way if they follow this. But now the Lord is saying, okay, we want to take away the weight that you have. Because everybody here has weight. Todos aquí tienen un peso. No estoy hablando de libras. Woo. I keep on getting. See, I don't do it on purpose. You guys see it, and it's natural. How can I talk about? I'm not going to talk about pelones, and I'm not going to talk about, because I'm one of them. But we bring burdens here. We bring weights here. Traemos cosas aquí, hermanos. Pesos, como dije, que sentimientos de, pues, de siendo un hijo. Y estábamos hablando, Brother James and I were talking, hermano James y yo, qué triste es la vida, el ciclo, the cycle that a child will see. A child will see something and then act it out, and then it continues on with children they have. Pasan cosas a veces, hermanos, porque no se quebran. El maldición no se quebra, el ciclo de maldición. Why? Because curses aren't broken. They continue happening. Things continue to happen. But that moment where a spark happens, where a crumb falls, and somebody eats it, and something's convicting their heart, and they said, today is the day I decide to get help. Today is the day I decide to change. El momento, hermanos, que alguien come de la mesa de Jesús. Las cosas que se caen, loco. How do you say? Los sobres? ¿Cómo? Sobras, gracias, gracias, gracias. Las sobras que se caen. Que a veces hacemos esto. Yo más que todo. Yo tengo un ramp. Mi esposa va así. Pero para nosotros, a veces no sé. A veces uno estamos. Yo no quiero sobras. Yo quiero el completa. And some of us don't want the leftovers. We want it fresh. We want it hot. But this woman received what was left over, and her faith was great. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Why? Because she knew coming to him that her burden would be met. ¿Por qué? Porque ella sabía que veniendo al Señor, sus pruebas, el peso de la vida, ahorita lo que necesitaba de su hija, pues sanaría. We keep on reading here, 29, seguimos leyendo 29, dice, llevar mi yugo sobre vosotros y aprender de mí, que soy manso y humilde de corazón, y hallarás descanso para vuestras almas. Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you. Because see, what's amazing about a yoke, and we've heard messages and stuff like this, but what's amazing about a yoke is a yoke's a guide. As much as it's weight to control, it's a guide too. It's where you put chains. It's where you put things. It's where it's actually directing and guiding the animal. And the Lord tells us in this moment, he goes, take my yoke. It's not going to be burdensome. Why would the Lord say, I'm going to take a burden for you and add a burden to you? ¿Por qué el Señor aquí? Vemos muchas veces el yugo que es, oh, pues me va a quitar un peso, me va a poner otro peso. ¿Cómo es común eso? ¿Cómo es común eso? No, es el Señor, es lindo, hermanos, ¿no? Es que te está diciendo, quita el peso que tienes tú, vamos a poner un guía para usted. Algo para que sepas que estoy contigo. Pero no es como el peso que tienes. It's not like the weight you have right now. This is what I'm going to put on you. It's going to be your guide. It's going to be your stability. I want to be stable. We keep on reading here, amen? Praise the Lord. Verse 30, brother. Porque mi yugo es fácil y ligera mi carga. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Okay, okay, Lord, now I see you. At first, God, I was kind of wondering what you were. Estaba pensando, ay, Señor, que me estabas. Me vas a quitar un peso, pero me vas a dar tu peso. ¿Cómo es común eso? Oh, pero tu peso no tiene qué. ¿Cómo dice burden? Es fácil. Oh, okay, okay, okay. So what you're taking from me is what weighs me down. What you're putting on me, it's what's going to stabilize me and guide me. Te doy gracias, Señor. Te doy gracias. I give you thanks, Lord. I give you thanks. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. El Señor es bueno, hermano. Es tan lindo. A veces que no entendemos lo que estamos viviendo en nuestra vida. Es un peso. Es un peso que nos necesitamos cargar. El Señor está dispuesto para a llevarlo. God is ready to take this weight. This woman knew it. This woman knew it. This woman understood that you could take it, God. You could take it. Take it, God. Take it. All we have to have is the willingness for him to take it. If we turn to Hebrews 3:12, si voltamos, hermanos, para Hebreos 3:12, dice, Hebrews 3:12 says, mirad, hermanos, que no hay en ninguno de vosotros corazón malo de incredulidad para apartarse del Dios vivo. Look at this. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Mirad, hermanos, que no haya. Sorry. It wasn't no hay. Que no haya en ninguno de vosotros corazón malo de incredulidad para apartarse del Dios vivo. Hermanos, estamos viviendo en tiempo que estamos viendo cosas que no podemos explicar. We're seeing some stuff that we can't explain. You know, I know we're deep into other things in our lives and problems, but we're seeing some crazy things that are out there. Estamos viendo locura que está aquí en el mundo, hermanos. Pero mira que dice aquí que debemos acercarnos más al Señor, si no, nuestra fe nos puede fallar. Nos podemos apartar de un Dios vivo. What we see sometimes causes the callousness in our hearts. Lo que miramos a veces causa nuestros corazones, nuestra vida de ser frío. Viendo algo tanto en nuestra vida, viendo la maldad tanto en nuestra vida, a veces comenzamos a creer que eso es la vida. We see so much evil in life. We see so much hurt in life that we begin to get to think that's life. That's life for those that select not to follow his way. For those of us that select it, we find peace. We find love from Christ. But the world, one day, the light dims itself because it chooses what's evil more than what's good. And it's up to us to shine. It's up to us to be brighter than we are, than we've been before. How do we do that? How do we do that? We've got to be guided by the Holy Spirit. We got to be considerate that even though we're not going through something, somebody is going through something. And be merciful. A veces, hermanos, ¿cómo se queda la luz aquí en esta vida? ¿Cómo se queda el sal de que somos nosotros en este mundo? Que estamos considerando que hay personas que necesitan algo de Dios. There's people that need something from God. I needed God. I remember the message for me. I remember sitting in the back of the church crying because, God, you understood my need, the dry bones. You understood what I was, that once I was something and then I became dry. I had flesh. I had strength of a soldier, but then I became dry in the desert. And you spoke to me. Me hablaste, Señor, ese día, Señor, que yo que recordé de los huesos secos. Yo me recuerdo, esa era mi mensaje. That was my message. That changed me, that said, okay, we got to look at this differently. And I thank God for his mercy. Y te doy gracias, Señor, por tu misericordia. Si voltamos para Hebreos 13, oh, I'm sorry, 11:6. Pero sin fin es imposible agradar a Dios, porque es necesario que Él, que se acerca a Dios, crea que le hay y que es galardonador de los que le buscan. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe. Listen to this. This is it. This is where we miss it sometimes. A veces aquí donde lo perdemos. Es imposible, como dice, pero es imposible agradar a Dios porque es necesario. It's necessary. Es necesario cuando lo acercamos a Él de creer que Él es Dios. You see, look. Some of us are here. Are on, like I said, other people's prayers. Some of us have had miracles in our lives, and there were other prayers. Until you start recognizing who God is. You see, the woman recognized who God was, first of all, by how she said, Son of David, second of all, by worshiping him. That was not common, we talked about. Esa mujer gritó, Hijo de David, ten misericordia, y también se rodeó para alabarle. Ella reconoció quién era Dios. You see what's beautiful about God's mercy. Qué lindo es la misericordia de Dios. A unos aquí podemos decir, pues yo no tengo, yo no sé la Biblia, ni sé abrir la Biblia. Pero hay momentos que la palabra de Dios viene y da vida. Y reconocemos que hay algo más grande que yo. Ooh, there's a moment in life that comes. You see, some of us can say, brother, I can't even find that verse that you're saying right here. What can I know? What can I fix? But there's a time that comes into our lives where something impacts there that we know that there's something greater than us, which is God. And we humble ourselves before him. And we see and we feel his mercy. Qué lindo es mi Cristo. Cuán grande su amor. Yo andaba perdido. El vino me halló. How great is our God? How great is his mercy? I was lost and he came and found me. You had mercy on me, Jesus. You considered me, Jesus. You thought about me, Jesus, in my sin, in my moment of failure. You had mercy and your love called me. And I thank you for that, Jesus. I'm going to ask the musicians to pass up with these last two verses right here. Acts 17:30. Hechos 17:30. Aquí leemos a Hechos 17:30. Pero Dios, habiendo pasado por alto los tiempos de esta ignorancia, ahora manda a todos los hombres en todo lugar que, ¿qué? Okay, listen to what it says here. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. You see, there was a time and it was a time where people were just doing what they were going to do. And it's like the times now. And that wink that God gives, that quick action of this time passing. But now as we listen, este es el momento. Cosas pasan tan rápido. I don't know how you say a blink of an eye. Wow, that's long. A blink of the eye. A wink of the eye. Abrir y cerrar de ojo. Era más tiempo eso, ¿no? El mexicano necesitamos a tener otra palabra más rápido. Pero es cierto, de un abrir y cerrar de ojo. Se pasó el tiempo, pero ahora es tiempo de reconocer algo. Que la misericordia de Dios está aquí como trompeta sonando, que es el tiempo. Right now we see this time like a trumpet sounding, saying now's the time, now's your time, now's your moment. Don't get lost to the voice that's calling you, amen. Acts 22:16. Why don't we all stand up with this verse? Hechos 22:16. ¿Por qué no nos paramos con este versículo aquí? Dice, ahora pues, ¿por qué te detienes? ¿Por qué te detienes? Ahora pues, ¿por qué te detienes? And now why tarriest thou? Arise, levántate, bautízate. And be baptized, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Levántate, bautízase y lava tus pecados, invocando su nombre. ¿Qué está pasando aquí, hermanos? ¿Qué está pasando aquí? Es que ya el tiempo es, hermanos. Estamos viviendo en tiempos que el arrepentimiento, el reconocer quién es Dios, es tu momento. Actuar. Este hecho de bautizarte, de pedir al Señor que quita los pecados, es algo tan lindo, hermanos. Pero miramos lo que es aquí. Es reconociendo quién es. Es reconociendo que a una distancia de él y yo, que muchas veces es el pecado. Ese momento del arrepentimiento, del bautismo, los acercamos más a Él. That's a different type of getting close to Him. You see, we heard His voice. She knew He was coming. She heard Jesus was coming. She prepared herself for His coming. But there was another thing that needed to happen. She needed to get in front of Him. And it becomes totally different when you're in the moment. Es diferente, hermanos, cuando estás en tu momento. Para muchos de nosotros, ella estaba pues pensando, va a estar aquí, ha oído que viene. Todo estaba pasando en su mente, pero el momento vino que estaba ahí. Y ella necesitaba responder. How many of us have missed our response? Our moment of response. Right now is your time. Este es tu tiempo. Este es tu tiempo. No importa, no importa, no importa cómo estás pensando en ti. Es tu tiempo de arrepentirte. This is your time. It doesn't matter how you see yourself, how they labeled you. It doesn't matter. Those things don't matter. Those don't matter in the sight of God. She knew that they called her a dog. She knew that they called her that. She goes, you're right. But she knew who He was. She knew who He was. She goes, if I've been catching these crumbs and I've heard your mercy, I've heard your strength, I've heard your love, I want that. In this moment is yours. Este momento es tuyo, hermano. Vamos a tocar un canto aquí y pueden pasar y platican con el Señor. You can pass on up here. Talk to the Lord. Some of us don't know what to say, but humble yourself before. Talk to Him privately. Tell Him what your heart's desires are. Let Him know what you need. It's your moment to talk with the Lord. Pass on up, pass on up. ¿Qué pasan, hermanos? Es tiempo para hablar con nuestro Dios, para decirle lo que necesitamos de Él, para decirle lo que queremos que Él cambie en nuestras vidas. We want Him to change something in our lives. We need Him to change something in our lives. Es tu momento, hermanos. Pasen, pasen, pasen. Come on up. We're going to pray. Vamos a orar que el Señor y su misericordia, que es grande, que cae en nosotros este día. Señor, aquí estamos. We're here, Lord. Estamos en tu presencia, Dios. We're in your presence, God. We need you right now in this moment, Father. Tú sabes todas las cosas, Señor. Tú sabes mi necesidad, Señor. Tú sabes, Señor, lo que ha cargado toda mi vida, Señor. You know my need. You know what I've carried all my life, Jesus. I'm asking in this moment, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace, Lord, to come over us. For your presence, Lord, to fill in the gaps, to heal the wounds. Estoy pidiendo ahorita en este momento, Señor, que tu misericordia, Señor, cae aquí, Señor, y que los cubra, que los sana, Señor, toda necesidad que tenemos, Señor. Para muchos de nosotros estamos sufriendo, Señor, de diferentes cosas, Señor. Estamos corriendo, Señor, de ti, Señor. No estamos corriendo a ti, Señor, pero de ti, Señor. Es nuestro momento contigo, Señor. Estamos pidiendo en este momento, Señor, que recibes, Señor, nuestro clamor, Señor. Recibes nuestro platicar, Señor, nuestra necesidad. Que recíbelo, Señor, en este momento. Receive our cry, Lord, to you, Jesus. Receive, Lord, what we need from you, Jesus. Receive it, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you thanks, Lord, for who you are, Lord. We know you're greater than us, Lord. We know, Lord, that it is you, Lord. It's your power, Lord, that covers us, that heals us, Lord Jesus. If there's hurt, Father, from a child that's here, that's grown, Lord, we ask that you heal it, Lord. Father, if there's a need that's here, Lord, of anything, any kind of stronghold, Lord, that needs to be freed, Lord, we ask that you heal it, Lord Jesus. Estamos pidiendo, Señor, si hay cargas, si hay cadenas, Señor, ahorita que necesitan liberación, Señor, que pueden oír tu voz, Señor, que pueden sentir tu poder, Señor. Es tú, Señor, que quebras cadenas, Señor. Es tú, Señor, que sanas el alma, Señor. Es tú, Señor. Por tu gloria, Señor. Estamos pidiendo, Señor, ahorita en tu preciosa nombre, Jesús de Nazaret, Señor. Estamos pidiendo, Señor, que salvas tu pueblo, Señor. Que salvas tu gente, Señor. Que clama de ti, Señor. If I'm crying out to you, God, that you hear my voice, that you hear my need, Lord Jesus. I ask that you bless families here, Lord, that are seeking you. Estamos pidiendo, Señor, que bendigas familias que te están buscando, Señor. Oh, te damos gracias, Señor, por tu misericordia. We give you thanks for your mercy, Lord Jesus. You know our heart. Tú sabes nuestro corazón, nuestro intento, Señor. Oh, Señor, gracias por tu protección, Señor. Gracias por tu amor, Señor. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your love, Jesus. For your strength, Father. For how you watch over us, Jesus. How you love us, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord Jesus. I ask that you bless the families here, Father. You bless the children here, Lord Jesus. The youth here, Jesus. You bless the ministry here, Lord Jesus. That we stop running from you, Lord, and we start running to you, Jesus. For some of us that are having mental issues right now, Jesus. For some of us with our anxieties that pull us away from you, Lord Jesus. For the blindness that we have, that we think it's normal to walk away from you, Jesus, instead of walking to you, Jesus. That we think it's enough, Father, that we interpret the word the way we interpret it, that some of us can't stand to be in the presence of your word, Jesus. Oh, Father, we're asking right now for your grace, your mercy, Lord, your love, Father. Estamos pidiendo, Señorita, en este momento, Señor, que podamos reconocer, Señor, si es algo mental, Señor, si tenemos algo que necesitamos de ti, Señor, que, pues que tú obras en nosotros, Señor. Te damos gracias, Señor, por todo lo que estás haciendo. Es por tu gloria, Señor, es por tu misericordia, Señor. Oh, te damos gracias, Señor. Estamos pidiendo ahorita, en este momento, Señor, que calmas las aguas de nuestro corazón, de nuestra vida, Señor. Oh, Señor, te damos gracias, Señor. Es por tu gloria, Señor, que ahorita tu espíritu está hablando al corazón, Señor, hablando a nuestra mente, Señor. Que tú seas glorificado, Señor. Que tú seas glorificado, Señor. Oh, powerful Jesus, it's for your glory, Jesus. It's for your glory, Jesus. It's for your power, Jesus. It's for your glory, your power, Jesus. It's you, Lord, that calms the waters. It's you that heals the heart, Jesus. Father, we ask right now that you continue to bless this day, that you continue to bless the that you bless the food that was prepared for us, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for speaking to our hearts today, for letting us recognize what it takes to recognize, Father, who you are. Oh, te damos gracias, Señor. Pedimos que bendigas este día, Señor, el comida que vamos a recibir, Señor. Los manos que lo hicieron, Señor. Te damos gracias por todo lo que estás haciendo, Señor. Estamos pidiendo, Señor, que la semilla, Señor. La semilla que se sembró, Señor. Que llega, que hay tierra buena, Señor. Que no se pierda, Señor. Pero que hay tierra buena, Señor, esta mañana. We're asking, Lord, for the seed that was planted, that it can find good ground, Jesus. For your honor and your glory, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. We thank you for your love, Father. We ask this all in your precious and holy name. Lo pidemos en tu precioso nombre, Jesús. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen.